Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong.
Happy July the 4th.
Yeah, I hope everyone had a wonderful July the 4th and saw many fireworks and celebrated the freedom that we have in this country. I'd like to remind our audience that starting July 19th, we are beginning our one-hour program starting at 11 o'clock nationally, local, and live on CRN. And at 11:30, we'll continue with KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. If you'd like to know if you have the cable channel station for Cable Radio Network, please call 1-800-336-2225 to find out your local cable channel. If you have any questions today for our show, give us a call at 1-800-551-3880. How are you, Dr. Tong?
Good.
Good. Mm-hmm. You had a good, happy 4th of July?
Yes,
Okay, should we get to our first guest? Let's get right to it.
Okay, yes.
Hi, Vinette.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from Westminster, and I'm a writer.
Oh, wow, interesting. What do you write?
Fiction, and also I do some nonfiction work. Some things in the health community, such as people with HIV/AIDS.
Oh.
One of these things, you might want to edit my book that I'm trying to write.
Happy to.
Well, Vinette, why don't you kind of summarize your experience with Dr. Tong? What happened before you saw him and what happened after you saw him?
Well, it's really hard to summarize. I came to him with so many different kinds of pain. I was in pain for 10 years or more with severe tendonitis in both hands. Mm-hmm. And for 8 years with extreme pain in my left leg from twice breaking the tibia, and the first time actually was a doctor error, which caused the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a steel plate in it that was put in the Caribbean because it just completely broke on me the second time and should not have. And that has given me pain. I have severe asthma and a number of more pains. But also, when I came to see him, I was suffering from extreme grief from January to June. I lost 5 good friends.
I'm so sorry.
And the first one was one of my best friends in January, and I haven't even recovered from that. And then 4 more, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, that's terrible.
Between my first and second appointment with Dr. Tong, I lost a bird, which may not sound like a big deal, but
that was why I was chuckling. I didn't remember you losing so many friends.
Well, you know, that's when I was screaming and crying.
Oh.
When you were doing the treatment and you were saying that's your grief center, go ahead and let it out. And
yeah, I thought you were grieving for that bird.
I was grieving for so many things.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
After the first session, I actually canceled the second session because my bird, it was a beautiful Moluccan cockatoo, and we have a parrot rescue. We have actually over 20 parrots. But this one was very, very special. He came to us massacring himself, and we spent over $1,000 on vets with him, and I was working with him. I was so bonded to this bird. And he died from something totally unrelated. He choked to death in my arms on the way to the vet.
Yes.
And I was so completely devastated that I canceled my appointment. I couldn't even talk to anybody for a week.
Mm.
And so I rescheduled about 2 weeks later and told him. And in that interim, I just cried and cried and cried. I could not get a grip. I was so sad. And... this is unbelievable because you go to a pain doctor, who would think?
Yes.
Before I left his office, I was all together.
Yeah, you were smiling.
Dr. Tong is not just a pain doctor.
Exactly. That's a misconception. I'm a specialist for all specialists.
that was truly the most unbelievable thing because I thought I was going to die from my grief. I really did.
Mm.
Yes.
It was just more than I could handle.
Now, how long did you have the asthma for?
Well, I think I've probably developed it because of having so many birds. I was not asthmatic as a child. I've had it for about 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
And it was really bad, where I would have to go get breathing help from the hospital sometimes.
Right.
And that has improved about 95%.
Yeah, I want to correct the misconception. You still have the birds.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Nothing would give them up.
You're healed 95%.
Right,
don't blame it on your birds. You can have more birds, and you can have 100% recovery.
Right, right.
So you're not from the birds.
And
the powder in the air, but my body couldn't handle it.
Exactly.
Right.
And then on top of losing all your friends, because the grief is what is connected to the lungs.
That's right.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the real causes are the stress in your life and the invisible energy forces, which we will really emphasize on after July 19th.
Yeah, when we have
like
more time.
Like feng shui, your astrology, your name, and everything else.
And I'm so interested in getting into all those
things. Believe me.
It is so useful to you. It is.
I observed the dramatic change in Elaine. Elaine is really, I used to think my second boy is really smart to me. He was the smartest. But I think Elaine, you're wiser. now I see that you're following my line of thing, and I see what have changed within you since February. You changed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have changed. The name changed, along with a lot of good change in you.
It's inside. It's just like, it's incredible. I'm so happy. It's incredible. I can't even understand it.
Studying, something like that. So much that that Derek, the one that I thought is very smart, okay, is decided to change the spelling of his name too. Yeah.
And this is through the numerology.
Yes. We'll start talking about that more in a couple weeks.
Oh, I hope
Yes.
So, Vinette, can you tell us then, so how's your pain? Let's get back to the pain.
My pain is not totally gone, but it is tremendously better.
Mm-hmm.
And I have days of being pain-free, which I can't even remember a pain-free day. Honestly, I can't remember.
Did you say you have it for 30 years, something like that?
10 years.
10 years of severe pain.
Every day. Every single day. And between my... and I also... Well, I broke my leg twice. I broke my left foot once, my right foot twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pain, a lot of pain in my right foot, left leg, both hands. I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still have some residual pain off and on, but nothing like what I have gone through. And my hands, the tendonitis was so bad I could not turn a page in a book. And
wonderful.
I lost my job because of it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're talking to Vinette right now, who has suffered from 10 years of severe pain all over her body from recurrent fractures. Your pain is much better now. Is that true?
How about emotionally?
And emotionally, after losing 5 friends in the span of 6 months. I mean, that's tough.
and a very
beloved bird. I mean, pets.
I love birds.
Yeah, pets. You really get attached to pets.
Oh yeah.
No kidding.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how's your breathing now?
Yeah, how are your emotions?
I'm so much better. I am so much better.
We can hear it in your voice.
Well, I wouldn't even be able to talk to you. I really would not have been able to take this call 2 weeks ago. There's not a chance.
2 weeks. So how many treatments have you had from Dr. Tong?
I've had 3 treatments altogether.
Three treatments.
And the emotional was taken care of in my last treatment because I went in there still a blithering idiot, and I told him what was going on, and he said, let's work on emotions.
That's
above all today. And before I left, I was looking him in the eye, sitting up like a normal person, able to talk without breaking down.
That's wonderful.
I got 2 questions. One's for you, Vanette. Okay. You have so many accidents, broken bones, stuff like that. And you know that some people don't have anything in their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to question that? You want to find out why you have so many mishaps? And don't you want to prevent some of those in the later on the rest of your life?
Oh, you know, I can't even go through it anymore.
I am so paranoid. I know some way that you can really dramatically reduce those tendencies. I cannot make any guarantees, okay? But each year, you know, if you look at your astrology and your feng shui factors, okay, you can reduce those factors, and I'm honest about that.
It's preventable.
Preventable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to know when your good luck comes, when your bad luck comes.
My bad luck has been coming and coming and coming and coming.
We're going to prevent that.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a turning point now.
I hope so. Are you going to help me find it?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Now, the second question is for you, Elaine, okay? So we have her, and then we have Jeannie. Some time ago, had a very good friend die in Australia, and then she came back, her mother died, and she was sobbing and sobbing and sobbing, just like Vanette, okay? And you cannot talk to them. But right after the treatment, I say, well, you should be better already, and you're not very shortly. And before she finished dressing, she was smiling.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me why.
Because you cleared the blockage.
So what does clearing the blockage mean to you?
That means that the energy is finally getting back into the body.
Why is that, why does that mean that you don't have any grief anymore?
Because you're able to get to the, I don't know. Why am I getting pimped right now?
I'm glad he's not asking me.
Teaching you. See, you understand why are you grieving? Why are you grieving? Because you don't know the truth. The truth is that death is not the termination of something.
Mm-hmm.
Death is just the ending of one period and the beginning of another period, another form. Once you're connected to your mind and your mind connected to your soul, you're connected to eternal wisdom. And you understand intuitively, okay? Then you understand, okay, my mother or your mother didn't really die, or you know, your friend didn't really die. They just go ahead one step further, and you cannot connect with them. That's all. They are here.
Mm-hmm.
If you are psychic, you'll be able to communicate with them instantly, just like this.
You're right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, Vanette, thank you so much for joining today. We wish you the best of luck, and I hope we can speak with you again, and we'll talk more about, you know, other factors that will help you.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for the help.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our caller, Dave, from L.A. Hello, Dave?
Hi there.
Hi, thanks
Dave.
For waiting. Welcome to our show.
I want you to make a few comments. Can you hear me okay?
Yes
we can.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to comment. I have a terrible pain in my foot that comes and goes. It's a tremendous stiffness, like a bone spur.
Yes.
And I got bit by a dog last year in my left calf.
Yes.
I'm wondering if maybe some bacteria didn't set up in there. The only thing that seems to relieve it is I rub Carver Crawl oil on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oregano oil. It seems to relieve it for a while. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, I want you just to make a comment. Have you ever discussed or touched on the idea of sort of an alien hybrid human race that may coexist with us here that sort of has a totally different agenda other than reaching for light and love and sort of harvesting our human emotions and so forth? You can comment on one
okay.
or both those if you can.
Yeah, number one, your dog bite is very easy to treat. I can stop your dog bite with one treatment. In fact, I'm going to invite a guest next week who has a cat bite. gave her severe pain for 7 days, 24 hours a day. And right after one injection, the pain was gone, and she couldn't believe it, okay? And I try to invite her maybe next week to share with. So that's very easy to bite, okay? As far as aliens concerned, okay, we are all aliens to other planets with life form.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind and spirit occupy the entire universe. Learn that, okay? Our mind spirit is omnipresent. This is a fact. That's why you can pray for somebody in the moon and pray for somebody who's orbiting out of the solar system and you work. No one that believes in praying will say, oh, no, you are in the Milky Way system. You cannot pray for somebody there. You cannot pray for somebody in the moon. No, we know you're true because our mind can be activated anywhere. So we as a spirit is everywhere. So we are an alien in another alien planet.
Right.
So there,
it's true.
It's really true. Okay. So are the alien? Their spirit is in here, but they cannot take it in the physical form.
Right.
Now, if you are bothered by other alien being, okay, in the physical way, no, because your body is weak. When your spirit is weak, okay, then other spiritual forces
are going to affect you, right?
Yeah, are going to affect you. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to me when I was really sick. So I knew all this, okay, even though I was trained in Western science, physics and genetics and stuff like that, okay, I know about all this kind of thing. So when there are a lot of people that come to me and unlike other physicians, they will look at your eye and say, you're a widow, okay, but you are not. Okay, some people does experience something like this because their body, their chi is weak. And all we got to do is strengthen you, and then they cannot. It's just like two broadcasting frequency fighting for a physical station. The stronger one will get it. So just strengthen your own frequency.
What about the oil he used?
The oil, you know, it's essential oil. It has a lot of vibration. Okay, so depends on what kind of oil did you use?
Said oregano.
Oh, oregano.
Okay, you know, oregano don't use heat. It all the time because it's very hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's very hard. You can throw you out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come to see me and I'll get rid of your pain just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
I'd love to come down.
No kidding.
Do you have our phone number, Dave?
What is that again?
It's 714-556-8664.
Yeah,
664. Thank you.
Yeah. Next week,
I'll call you next week.
Yeah, listen to our show next week. I try to get I forget her name. She came to only see me one time.
Repeat the number one more time.
It's 714-556-8664.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for calling in. You're listening
to... That was a weird question. That was good. I mean, not a weird question. Strange, okay?
Well,
for most people.
It was unusual question. But, I mean, people do experience things like that. And I think it's kind of egocentric to think that we are the only living forms in the universe.
That is really so dumb. To tell you the truth, okay? The Earth is a piece of dust. Smaller than dust in the whole universe, okay?
Yes, exactly.
And to expect
that
we are the only living form in this whole wide universe, okay? What kind of
wisdom? It's egocentric.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, give us a call today at 1-800-551-3880. Again, starting July 19th, we'll be starting our one-hour show at 11 o'clock on Cable Radio Network, and we'll continue at 11:30 on KPLS AM Hot Talk Radio, AM 830. Call CRN at 1-800-336-2225. That's, again, 800-336-2225. For your local cable channel.
So you can hear it from the cable station, or you can check in the website and hear it on the website. If you cannot do either one of them, you can still join us with KPLS on the second part of the show.
At 11:30 on this station.
And on July the 19th, we'll be starting, I will provide some feng shui online or corresponding consultation because I think that's so important to you.
It is very important.
Yeah, we may even provide considering people who are changing names. I think that, you know, from what I observe, it's really important, you know.
And the website for Cable Radio Network is crni.net. That's crni.net. You can just go through there and they'll give information on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to our next guests, Fred and Laura. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Laura.
Welcome to our show.
I thought you were sick, Laura. You're not sick?
I'm feeling a little better.
Feeling a little better?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe have you talk a little bit first, okay? Because, you came to me after your husband came, right? So tell us your story. What do you do, Laura? What do you
and
do?
And where are you guys from?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us where you're from and what you do, and just give us a little summary of your experience with Dr. Tong.
Well, I'm from Riverside County area, mm-hmm. and I had been suffering for years now. I've just been diagnosed with MS.
Okay.
And I'd been having frequent falls. I was falling anywhere every other day to every day.
Mm-hmm.
And my legs would just go numb. And so my husband basically had heard about Dr. Tong, called him, talked to him. We went down there, and it's been about 2 weeks now. I haven't had a single fall in 2 weeks.
How many treatments have you had from me?
Three
treatments, okay?
Three treatments. I hadn't had any falls after the first treatment, though.
Right. After the first treatment, you have not had any fall from the very first treatment. Now, how long ago was that they make the diagnosis of MS?
They made the diagnosis.
They made the diagnosis of MS probably about 5-6 months ago.
Months ago. And how long have you been suffering from falling now?
About 3-4 years.
Okay, I want you to give a little detail on your physical ability, because you are an exceptional athlete and you're young, okay? So tell us some of your athletic abilities.
Well, I've always have been involved in athletics, softball, soccer, volleyball, golf.
You were in 3 or 4 soccer teams.
Yes.
That is incredible, because I joined one soccer team. I had to quit because I couldn't practice every week. It takes a lot of stamina to do it. And you have a lot of muscle. You still have a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
But here's another point too, okay? You really still have a lot of muscle, but you fall.
Correct.
So the muscle and bone are not what determine how strong you are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you've had 3 treatments and you haven't fallen once since then in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
What other symptoms do you have for them to make the diagnosis of MS?
Tremors.
Oh, tremors?
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit. And I'm actually looking at my hand now, and it's very steady.
Yes.
The other added bonus that we didn't count on, and that it was since high school, I've only slept maybe 3-4 hours a night.
Wow.
I just don't sleep.
Oh.
And since I've been there, I have slept completely through the night, uninterrupted, since the first treatment.
Isn't it pretty good to be able to sleep all the way through? Yeah. We took it for granted. We take it for granted for something
sleeping.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And
that's amazing.
It's incredible how many people have just told me that I've looked healthier and more alert and better than I have.
I see you also have low back pain, you have leg weakness. Do you feel stronger now? How's that going?
Definitely. I used to wake up every morning with low back pain to the point where I didn't even think about it. I was just part of my daily routine that I had to just work it out. And there's been no back pain, absolutely none whatsoever, waking up.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment.
Wow.
And no falling. And your muscles are strong.
Exactly.
Can you play soccer now?
I would love to try.
Yeah, you really can, okay? You really you are stronger than before you're falling, believe me, because I provided all the energy flow to all the channels.
You should probably start out slower.
Start out slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not too slow. She's actually a very strong girl. Yeah.
Well, Laura, so should we talk to Fred now?
Yeah, let's talk to Fred, okay?
Hello, Doc. How you doing?
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm very, very happy. I'm very happy for my wife. The story about the sleep is incredible. I mean, I just can't believe it, because I've been living with this woman now.
Can you
speak
louder?
A little bit?
Louder?
Yeah, let me switch phones. This phone is a little bit...
let me interrupt. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, can you speak a little louder?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that's
good. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really, really... feeling really well. I first came to see you because I had lost the hearing.
Yes.
In my left ear completely.
Completely.
Absolutely nothing. I went and saw the ear, nose, and throat specialist doctor, and they ran tests for my hearing, and they said there's nothing there at all.
Nothing, okay.
And I came and saw you. I mainly called you to see what you could do for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So in talking to you, you told me you could help me, because after I lost my hearing, I was having a lot of problems with my equilibrium and my balance. And
that was a reason. Actually, you know, hearing was secondary at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you could not walk, because you lose your balance, yes.
Exactly. And after the very first treatment, I mean, before I even left your lobby of your building, I came out and my wife asked me how you feel, and it was incredible. I just felt 100% normal.
After the first treatment. Wow.
And I couldn't believe it.
How many treatments have you had total?
Now I've had three or four.
Mm.
Yeah, three or four.
And how long have you had this problem, the equilibrium problem?
I lost my hearing probably about 3 weeks. Probably about 2 weeks before I came and saw you.
And the equilibrium was before that, though, right?
Immediately when I lost that, I had problems with my balance and my equilibrium.
That was only for 3 weeks?
For how long?
Three weeks, you said?
Correct.
Okay. So it's not that too long, so it's much easier to treat.
But the whole thing is that, okay, if you did not receive this treatment and went to the conventional people,
probably would,
ENT and
they
so
would
forth,
probably give him
you have a lot
medication
of tests, medication, and tests, and tests, and specialists.
And you get side effects.
And you get more worse and worse.
So why did you, after the ENT, you didn't, what did they want to do for you? They just...
Well, exactly what you were speaking of. They gave me about 5 different medications. They gave me steroids for the ear.
Uh-huh.
They gave me 2 different medications for the dizziness. They gave me some other medication. Altogether, there were 5 different medications.
And did it help you at all, the medication?
Not really.
Mm.
Nope.
So the medication not only won't help you, okay? It'll make you worse
mm-hmm.
later,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
okay? So with my treatment, one treatment gets it all better.
Right, that's great.
Not only that, from the time that I saw Dr. Tong, after the 3 treatments that I've had so far, I have regained a lot of sound in my left ear.
Wow.
Yeah, see?
I mean, there's sound that it was never there before at all.
That's amazing.
See, Rush Limbaugh should come to see me. No kidding.
Fred, we're going to have to say bye to you because we are running out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
You're absolutely welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Doc.
Give us
bye.
A call at 714-556-8664. Remember, we're going to be starting our one-hour show on July 19th. But for now, join us next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS Orange, radio on the right.